Yeah, what it do? It's your boy Stunt Lifestyle, and you are watching the We in Miami podcast. And today we got the one and only Jocelyn Hernandez. The one and only, the actress, the rapper, the singer, the producer, the executive, the CEO, the Puerto Rican princess.
Now y'all ain't clapping in the back.
Y'all gotta clap.
Studio on the set in the back, clap it out.
How you feeling tonight?
What's wrong with that? What up? We in Miami. We is in Miami, baby. Shout out to you.
Shout out to you, too.
Thank you for having me tonight.
Are you from Miami or where are you from?
I was born in Puerto Rico and I was raised in Lauderdale.
Okay, so you grew up in Miami.
Did you not hear me say Lauderdale?
Lauderdale, get
jiggy with it.
So you like a, you a Florida legend.
I be jigging, babe.
I'm a big fan, man. You know, back from Love & Hip Hop Atlanta days, because, you know, I grew up in Atlanta. So I remember season one of Love & Hip Hop Atlanta. You know, I just watched your growth from, like, being a reality star to a successful businesswoman. And you've accomplished so much starting at zero.
Yeah.
To 100.
Starting at zero, absolutely. I think that that's the best way to make it, when you literally start at zero, because it's like you get so much of a harder time. But it's so much more appreciated. And not only that, like, you actually see, like, what you've done from, like, you know, from when you was, like, a child. You know, I just think of those moments when I was in Puerto Rico, and I'm just like, damn, like, I've really came far. And, you know, I'm like a story to tell. You know, 'cause
you like motivation.
Yeah, thank you. I feel like, you know, it's hard when I have to motivate myself, like, every day. But I think that yoga helps me a lot.
You be doing yoga?
I be doing
what kind of yoga you be doing?
Hot yoga.
Hey.
Yeah.
I be doing yoga a little bit.
What was that? Did I just get a bell? Yeah.
Yeah, you got a bell.
Ding, ding, ding. Yeah, hell yeah. I do Bikram yoga. Yeah, you breathe all the toxins out that you collect throughout, you know, your life in the day. So it's pretty cool. So, you know, just coming from nothing, being here, it's really cool.
Did you ever think you would make it here, though? Like thinking back in the day, you ever think you would be here?
Absolutely.
So you knew I'm going to be a celebrity one day.
Well, no, I didn't know I was going to be a celebrity. I just knew I was going to be a superstar, because I'm a superstar. You know what I'm saying? Right. Being a superstar has nothing. Yeah. Ding, 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 ding. Being a superstar has nothing to do with being a celebrity. Anybody. I mean, how many people aren't celebrity right now? If you fought it too long, like if you literally fought for a minute straight, you're a celebrity.
That's true.
Like you literally
people
could
get
like,
famous for anything these days. Like, yeah. And it go viral, get a million views.
She's going to Guinness World Record.
Right.
It's like, really, anybody can be a celebrity.
That's but
when, well, when you know you're like a superstar, right? It's like, okay, I already know I have to work really hard.
Right.
If I want to accomplish the things that my heart, my soul, my body, my mind desires. It's called manifestation.
Manifestation. Yes.
When you can
manifest anything, man, if you believe it and you speak it and you work hard for it, you can have it, man.
When I pray, I don't be like, oh, God, please help me get rich. Oh, God, please help me get this car. Oh, mm-hmm. God, please help me get this out. No. That's not how we pray.
How do you pray?
Well, you know, I pray like every day I wake up, I pray like what belongs to me will be here.
Yes.
What is in the universe that is owed.
Yes.
To the Puerto Rican princess will receive today. I'm like the prayer woman that literally prays something good into my life every day. Like, I would not wake up and not write down what's going to happen to me today.
Wow.
That's like literally living blind, right?
Right.
I have to write, when I wake up, I have to blind. Or when I go to sleep, because sometimes my schedule is off. But I'm always writing down, you know, putting out of my mouth, out of my soul,
right,
out of my brain to the universe. Literally what's going to happen to me, you know, today, tomorrow.
And you manifested it, like you prayed for where you're at right now and it happened.
Well, you know, when I was in Puerto Rico when I was younger, I didn't really do that. But I was like figuring it out and work hard, you know. But then, you know, as I'm on earth a little longer, I'm like, okay, this is how you do it, right?
Right.
And so I always knew I wanted to be a singer and a dancer. And I started doing Spanish music. I started out with Spanish music before
right.
I went to do Love & Hip Hop. When I first started doing Love & Hip Hop, I was doing like Spanglish and stuff like that. But my first song was all Spanish. And so, I always knew I was like a Selena coming up. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
I was like,
so what made you transition into doing English music?
the cabaret. The cabaret. And then Do It Like It's Your Birthday was literally my last English song. I told my husband, I'm like, I'm not, they don't appreciate who I am as an artist.
Right.
The speaking English community, because, you know, I'm black. I'm a whole nigga. I was born in Puerto Rico, but I'm black. I don't say I'm Puerto Rican. I say I'm black, and so then I'm Puerto Rican.
Are you an Afro-Latina? Is that what
No, I'm a black woman that was born in Puerto Rico.
Okay, there we go. Yeah. And for the people that don't know, Jocelyn has had the number one TV show. This ain't just a regular TV show. Number one on the networks. And you started it in 2020. You had three successful seasons.
I think it was 2019. Yeah, I think it was 2019.
Went crazy. I remember when it first came out. It was all over social media.
2019. Crazy. And it's just really, you know, I had the idea to do Jocelyn's Cabaret when I was in Atlanta in 2012. And then I just kind of kept it quiet and then just kind of like, you know, planned it. And then I'm, you know, after me and my husband did the boot camp for WeTV. Actually, WeTV paid for the pilot, but they thought it was too, you know, too revealing. Too
They were scared of it.
Oh, well,
do you think they regretted it when they found out it went number one?
Well, not really. They came back and licensed it for me. So they used
Yeah. They was like, wait, on second thought, can we have that shit?
So I was like, you guys are like, but you know, we shout out to WeTV. They're in my family. They always look out for me and my husband. They always call. I just did fucking College Hill from the relationships that I have on WeTV.
So how many shows have you been on? College Hill, you know, Love and Hip Hop, obviously, your own TV show, Jocelyn's Cabaret.
I'm on three seasons of Jocelyn's Cabaret. And actually, next month, I brought some of my homegirls here that's on tour with me.
Whoa, can we get a siren? We doing season four?
Well, listen.
Give me a bomb.
two, three bombs. Pop, 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 pop. Look, season four, we're going to be filming it next month. Next month. Right after season four, we usually go on tour. Right.
Why don't we bring on a couple
come
of...
Come on, y'all. Come on, come on. So let
now,
let
they're going to be on season four. I remember seeing on season three. Come take a seat over
three.
Here.
Remember them on season three?
Yeah, come sit down over here. Put on the headphones.
Come
and,
on. Psychics. We call them the psychics because they're like besties. But this is Raven.
Why do they look alike? They look like
they're best friends.
Oh, y'all look related.
What up, Raven? What up, Diamond?
What's up?
These are my two. Okay, so they were on season three of the Cabaret, right? Mm-hmm. These are my two ladies that have held. So originally, I went on tour after season three. I went on tour. Shout out to Melissa. She puts all my tour together with Ballistic. I went on tour like right after the Cabaret with five ladies, and these are the last two that held on through the whole tour with me.
Wow. Yeah. Y'all excited for season four?
We are super excited.
That's what's up. Now, hold on. Before we get too deep, man, we got a crazy show for y'all. We do something on this show called the Outfit Check. Now, she came up in here looking hella... Show them the fit. Give us some music. Show them the fit. Tell them what's going on. Hey, we're in Miami. Show them the shoes. Show them the shoes. Oh. Hey. And she got the diamond purse, too. Damn, 20 bands. That's a car right there.
Well, not for a lady like
that. Did Hubby buy you that drink? We got Hubby in the building. He in the back right now chilling. What up, gang?
Yeah, shout out to my list in the back. He's always coming home with a nice purse, but this one I bought myself, so I'm not going to give him that credit.
Now, what y'all outfits looking like?
They look amazing.
Stand up.
Stand up. Show body. I don't know why that.
Take that jacket off.
It's fucking here.
Hey. Oh, shit. Damn, we in Miami.
Y'all hosting show no titties? Okay. They ski. Tell him a little bit about what you experienced in the cabaret, because I don't think even though the people see us on tour, they don't really never talk to you guys. Because we always in and out of it.
And how did you get on the show? Like, it was so many girls audition. How did y'all make it on? Like, how did that happen?
We auditioned together. So I feel like me and her doing it together kind of.
What y'all do? Like, y'all did some tricks and crazy shit?
We did like a mashup of our crazy videos. I made her stay up till 3 a.m. I was like, we gotta do, because the audition required for us to basically do like a 2-minute solo routine or together.
Right.
So I was like, we gotta do one together.
Right.
So I
said, they did it right. They didn't look like cockroaches. It was all right.
So you saw them, you was like, I want them up in here.
I saw them and I thought they were great. I thought they were cute. And then also, through on camera, they looked like they were going to be fun and excited. And I thought that they really wanted it when I seen the footage of them together.
So what can people expect for season four?
What y'all think? Y'all going to be whooping ass?
I'm not letting nobody play with y'all.
We got to drop down New York.
They need to be ready. This is season four.
Right.
Yeah, so. I really want to focus on.
Because on your first seasons, you had Atlanta, Miami, and Las Vegas. Where will four be? What city?
You got the soundtrack.
I got a soundtrack?
You have the soundtrack to it.
I do? Which one?
Yeah, it's the one that you're supposed to play when I walked in, nigga. You forgot.
Oh, shit. Yo.
Y'all want to beat him up right now or later? Come on. Let's jump up.
Should we? Now, guys, we got an exclusive. Jocelyn has brought her new music. She's going to go crazy.
The new EP.
The new EP. And we're going to get into it. Should we drop it now or should we make them wait?
Drop New York.
Drop. All right, play it. Play the records.
We're going to pop this bottle for it. Okay. Hey. Thank you for the bottle too, sweetie.
Of course.
This is awesome. Let's pop it. But listen, I need to say Opa.
Hey, Opa. We're in Miami.
Some cups, though. Turn it up. We don't get no louder.
Hey.
Yo. Hey. Just wanna play games with me, but I'm here to straight, I tell you no. Wanna play games with me, but I'm here to straight, I tell you no. Just wanna play games with me, but I'm here to straight, I tell you no. Wanna play games with me, but I'm here to straight, I tell you no. New York, we in the building, baddest bitch you ever do it. Puerto Rican, mamacita, yeah, I run this shit, you know. It's slutty bitches, get on your knees and go and get my money. 50 cent ain't got shit on me. Let your meat duro, si no te gusta lo que digo, besa mi culo. Esta rica, muy vainilla, no yo rica. Mi booty la de rica, muy bonita, muy slutty, su pussy. Si le gusta, si lo quiere, tu dinero para el pussy. Tu dinero para el pussy.
Oh, we get
the cut. Hold on, we got Ballistic in the building. Hey.
When I come through now.
Hey, come over here, man. Get over here, turn around, let me see it. Put the camera on. Hey.
Just want to pay me, but you gotta play. And you gotta pay like you wait. Spanish Harlem with them mommies get real bread. The chicos in the south where they know they run their real shit. Lower it is.
This going hard.
Cause be waiting for them badass chicos that be running the streets all day. Bitches wanna play games with me, but I'm here to straight. I tell you no. Wanna play games with me, but I'm here to straight. I tell you no. Bitches wanna play games with me, but I'm here to straight. I tell you no.
Round of applause for Jocelyn. Yo, that joint hard. That's about to kill the club.
I wrote the song, Ballistic did the beat. It's pretty cool. Every time I go to a new season, I do a new soundtrack. B-Day Vegas, and now this is for New York. It works. It works. People love it. They love the soundtracks throughout. So basically, you know, the cabaret, it's like a competition,
right?
And the girls they compete to come on tour with me, right. And you know, I thought about the cabaret because I just figured it was like an amazing way for me to showcase the music and for me to just like do everything I want, you know, get the girls to come on tour with me, showcase the music, and it just helped me a lot.
How many girls is it?
Well, every season I be having like different girls, sometimes like 10, sometimes like 12. So it just depends. But I like six of them go with me on tour, but then only two survived. Because remember, this was the first tour.
Y'all are the survivors.
Yeah.
Round of applause for them. They survived.
Drop a bomb on them.
Drop a bomb on them.
I'm telling you, they're the survivors. And they've been down with me. They support me. They understand me. They know I'm the boss. They know that I gave them money. They made a lot of money.
Right.
They can tell you they sell
life-changing.
Now, like, do you feel like you underrated as a rapper? Like, you go so hard. Do you feel like you underrated?
Well, you know, I don't consider myself a rapper. I consider myself an artist. Because I'm like I'm like a popping bitch, you know? And me doing Spanish music, like Manhattan, the next song that's like a lot of Spanish and English. Me doing Spanish music, I consider myself like, you know, like a pop Spanish artist. Right. So I don't feel underrated at all. I have my following that love my music that come to my tour. They have a great time. Every tour that I do is sold out. Like I have people like New York love me. That's why I decided to bring the cabaret there and be stationary there, you know, like a residency like you would do in Vegas. When I went to Vegas, I did the same thing. And now in New York, because I've done shows in New York back to back, and the girls can tell you it's so packed. They love me in New York.
What city you like the most?
New York.
Yeah.
So your best, you get the most love in New York on a tour.
New York and Detroit. California.
Shout out to New York, Detroit.
California, New York, Detroit, California. What else?
Houston.
Baltimore. Houston. Dallas.
Dallas is crazy.
The biggest states ever show me the most love. I'm surprised because, you know, a lot of times they fucking boo people. Boo, right. Get out of our stage. Get up, bitch. You suck. But they just love me. Like, those cities, like New York is top. I would say Houston next.
No,
Detroit. I would say New York, Detroit, Houston, Dallas. What else, Ballista?
So basically, every city.
But New York loved me the most.
And you know, one thing I like about her, she's a people's champ. You know what I'm saying? Like, she's a people's champ. You know what I'm saying?
But listen, the fact that they sing my songs from at the top of the lawns is what's unbelievable. It's been a long time coming.
That's the best feeling, right?
Yeah, because it's been a long time coming when a lot of people doubted you. And it's like, wow, now you actually put an actual cabaret together with some people that actually believe in you, like my husband, my management, my cabaret ladies. And, you know, whether we have the cabaret or not, I will bring them on tour with me. Whether I film the cabaret or not, I'm going to always go on tour and always have them by my side, or some of the other girls that's going to eventually be in the tour. But you know, the music for me is just being not only a passion, because I'm not passionate about anything in life that much. I'm passionate about just being a good person, being able to take care of my family, just, you know, bringing.
What do you enjoy the most, like being a producer, being an artist, being like, you know, what do you like the most, a TV star or an artist, if you had to choose one?
Being an international superstar. Because
you know how people try to put you in a box. Like, fuck that. You can do it all. And that's what I tell people. Stop putting people in a box. You can sing. You can rap. You can be on TV. Like, you can do it all. You know, a lot of times people try to say they only want you to do one thing.
All the time. Only because some of the Spanish songs that I wrote, I was talking to Nori about that the other day. They asked me the same thing because his son was like, listen, they listen to Jocelyn in the Hood. Mm. And Noriega was like, listen, my son told me, when you went to the bathroom, he was like, my son told me that they listened to, my son was like, listen, don't be doing all that Googling. Listen to her music. In right. the hood, they listen to her motherfucking music. Her son, you know, his son, like a younger kid, 21, 22 year old. And so, you know, for me, it's like, I worked so hard to be able to do that. And I told him, I was like, you know, it's not that I necessarily have a passion for it. It's just that some of the stuff that I write in Spanish, the way I sing it, the way I Ballista producer, the way I give my all to it, I can't listen to certain songs that I write in Spanish because it literally bring me to tears, only because it takes me back to Puerto Rico being a younger.
Right.
And so that's why I say music, because I've been doing music, TV for a very long time, literally all my teenage years.
Right.
I started at 23.
Right.
Doing TV. So yeah. It's been my whole fucking life, all my whole teenage years, you know.
How's it in Puerto Rico?
Say it again.
How is it in Puerto Rico? Go there and like tour there?
Oh, yeah. I go to Puerto Rico. I haven't toured in Puerto Rico, but every time I go, they call me the Puerto Rican princess. Everybody loves me. They know me. But I have not been able to do a tour there. 2022 was really hectic for me. I shut the cabaret. I went on tour. I did College Hill. It was a lot.
Right.
You know, I'm a mom. You know, I have a lot going on. So
you're a super mom.
I'm a super mom. Yeah. Shout out to Bonnie. So, yeah.
Do you plan on having more kids?
Yeah, I got to get my sexy ass husband another kid.
Look at hey, me. How many more kids do you want?
Probably just like maybe two more.
Two more?
Yeah.
That's what's up. All right, we're going to have some ballistic babies coming out.
You know he's going to be tall. That boy's going to be tall.
Yeah.
And strong.
Now, so we got the other track. We got to get into it. We got the Manhattan.
I love that song. That actually, when I went to New York to film that video, all the girls that was on the video, everybody, we was in the city. We were everywhere, Ballista.
When is it dropping?
Next month. My EP drops May.
Turn up. Play the record.
Yeah. Yeah. It's so exciting. Everybody loved this song. The girls was like,
muchacha de Manhattan, like his body, tú estás extraño. Yo te mato, es mi amiga. Dime algo, ya estaron. Fue mentiras que me amabas. Pendejazo, tú eres malo. Vete de mi vida. No quiero verte. Drop, 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 drop. I dropped your ass on your ass. Drop.
This shit go hard.
Round of applause for Josh Lee.
Right,
you about to kill me with this new EP.
I'm talking about a dude, right?
Right.
That I'm in Manhattan.
Right.
In the penthouse, and I wrote it. You know, I write stories. I wrote the cabaret. I write everything. I'm a writer. I told you about that.
You feeling good? You in a penthouse in Manhattan?
I'm in the penthouse in Manhattan. And I called the dude that I'm fucking with, and I'm like, damn, is it true you fucking with that bitch? I'm like, damn, you wrong for that. I don't ever want to see you again. That's all in Spanish. And then I'm like, drop.
Right.
Drop. Nigga, what? Drop. You know, when I'm drop. In the studio, Ballista do the beat, and I'm like, I'm on his heels writing really quick. So I'm like a quick writer. And then also, like, see, I write the soundtracks for the cabaret, because all my soundtracks and all my EPs, everything I've been dropping for the past, like, 3 years, it's been for the cabaret. So I kind of know, okay, I'm going to Vegas, I'm going to New York, I'm going to Atlanta, so I'm going to New York. So, you know, he knows we're going to New York, we get that vibe. We kind of, it's like a plan, you know, we know what we're working on.
And a lot of artists don't write their own music, you know what I'm saying? So that's dope that you, like, write your own stuff, because, like, even a lot of major, some of the biggest artists you know, they never wrote a song in their life.
It's good to have the tools there for you to be able to, for you to be able to have it a little bit easier. But for me, especially like starting an office and all this, I like to like give the people who I am for real.
Right.
I feel like if somebody else write for me, it's not really who I am, right? So I have to like, I have to be me. So me writing my own music, I like it. You know, everybody knows it's like, Jocelyn wrote that. Do it like it's your birthday. Like, who else going to write that?
And now, like do it like it's your birthday. That was the big birthday song. That shit was so lit. Now, in the lyrics in that song, you said, baby, I ain't tripping on you. You can do your thing.
Yeah.
Is that how you are?
I wrote that for Ballistic. Absolutely. I wrote that for Ballistic. I forgot why. Well, we were together when we first got together, you know, like, you know, Ballistic is a Virgo. He's owed me a lot. You know, he loves me. Look at me. I mean, why not? I mean, what the fuck, right? And so, like, you know, I'm his, he handles me as his property, but not in a bad way. In a good way. I like it. It flatters me. And so I wrote that for him at the beginning. He made the beat. And I had the beat. I think I had the beat for a while during COVID. And then he sent me like 10 beats because we were living together. But, you know, he sent it to my phone. Right. And I'm like, I'm just going to write some music through COVID. And I wrote like, I probably wrote like 25 songs during COVID.
Right.
Some of my best songs in the world. I was waking up at 5 a.m. writing music. And so that's just, you know.
Are the lyrics true? Like, are you cool with him like doing this thing? Like, you ain't tripping on that? Like, can he talk to other women and does he keep it respectful? Like, how does that work?
Well, you know, I never go on his phone. I never be jealous or anything. I trust him and I believe in him. You know, he knows I like women. So we talked about, you know, having three sons and talked about, you know, potentially one day. So I don't believe that my husband is going to go cheat on me. I don't really believe that. I'm secure with myself. So like,
so you're cool with like if you bring another woman in the bedroom?
Well, we haven't done that yet, but we talked about it. I don't know. We talked about it. He said he always says out of the country, never like in the States. And I'm like, okay, cool. So
yeah, it's like, weird if it's like someone you know too much. Like if you're in a relationship and you do a threesome, you always got to choose someone that you don't really fuck with. Like, you know what I mean? If it's too close to home, it's weird.
Can I get some more tequila?
Can we bring her some more tequila? Oh, we got a bottle right here, yeah.
So I trust my husband, and I'm sure he trusts me. We don't, listen, if I want to suck some pussy, then I'm going to have to let him know. He got to be down with the shit. So we talk about it, you know.
But you know what they say? They say the girl has to choose the girl. So that's how I messed up because I had my ex-girlfriend. She wanted to do a threesome. So I picked the girl, and then she started crying. It was bad. She ran out the room.
Yeah, that's bad shit.
The girl always has to choose a girl. You got to let her be in control of the situation because if you bring a girl, she's going to be like, where you know this bitch from?
Exactly.
Who is this bitch? You know what I'm saying?
And then, you know, I mean, listen, at the end of the day, I don't think that the woman or the man should just have a bitch they could call, oh, let's fuck. No, she like... Out of the country when you go on vacation, we're just having a good time, and you just say, fuck it, we on vacation, it's, you know, it's our honeymoon, or it's our vacation for the year without the kids, you know, you take a vacation with the kids, you take a kids with vacation with your significant other, then, you know, you can fuck around, you can get fucked up, get high, licking.
So you're the type of woman, you'll do whatever in the bedroom to please your man?
Well, me and Ballista being together for like, I think 5.5 years,
Man, that's a long time. Round of applause to that. What's the damn secret, man? 5 years, especially in Miami, man. People don't last 3 months here. Like, what's the secret?
I know I was hearing people say that, but the secret is that both of the parties have to be prepared to take it to that level and to be like one entity. And that's what's the secret. But I think that the secret is that we have great sex because we fuck all night when we want to. But not all the time. Like, okay, so me and my husband like to fuck maybe like once a week, but all night. We fuck all night.
So y'all go crazy like that.
Yeah, the kid be gone at the grandma house or, you know, at the cousin house, and we be in there fucking. But we don't do it every day because we have to take the baby to school every day. We pick her up. He has to go to the studio. I have to, you know, go to rehearsals or whatever it is that I'm doing. So we have a lot of work. So,
and I say this on the show, ladies. Men who are doing business, they don't have time to fuck all day. If your man got time to fuck you all day, he ain't doing shit.
Yeah.
Because niggas, because like we be tired after we get done working all day, we need to go to sleep. Yep. We making money, you feel me? Like,
I think what we do, I think that we schedule a night together at least once a week.
Y'all plan out like a nice night.
Yeah, I think that that's what we do. We talk about it. Okay, so when we're going to get together this week and then we kind of plan it. I think that that's how we do because. Like I said, unless he wants a quickie, which is like we barely have time. And when he does want a quickie, I'm like, nigga, relax. You're going to get it in 2 days. We plan this. We're going out of town.
So you don't like quickies?
No, I don't. I don't. Because I like to fuck him all day.
Do y'all like quickies?
Yeah.
She don't.
What's a quickie? Like, what's the minimum? What's the minimum that's cool?
A quickie, for a man, I feel like it'd be like...
What's the minimum that you're like, okay, this is fine?
No, I'm not doing the quickest with my husband. I need him all night, so...
All night?
God. Unless it's like he really need that nut, then I'm not really doing it.
Right. It depends.
I'm like 30 minutes max on a good day.
On a quickie?
On a good... Just in general, on a good day. Oh, like, okay. That's like an amazing
minutes?
Day.
Oh, okay.
I'm like I'm like 5-10 minutes when I fuck. Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
I feel bad for your girlfriend.
But it's a good 5 minutes. You know what I'm saying? Good. It's a good 5 minutes.
A lot of pumping.
All right. So
sex
you,
is great.
So
sex
you would be open to a threesome. It's something that you would be open to. But it'd have to be a girl that like you don't know from another country.
But listen, I would say, I don't know, babe. When we have a threesome, I could see you being the girl. I'm like, nigga, if you get the bitch that dick that good, I'm going to fuck your ass up. Absolutely.
But
you better give the bitch the dick regular. Don't give the bitch the dick like how you give it to me.
And he got to be more with you. Like, he can't pay too much attention to the other girl.
No, I'm not lying. I'm going to let him do what he do. Listen. That's why you have to plan it to go like outside the country or something. Because it's like, that's just like a treat once every fucking 5 years or 10 years.
Right. But
that's
you know what they say. They say if you really like a guy, you really in love with him, you're not going to want to see him fuck someone else. Like, girls would do a threesome with a stranger more quicker.
Not if you trust your... I'm married, though. Remember, right. I'm not just engaged.
Exactly, yeah.
So, like, I trust... And he's the father of my kid.
Right.
He don't want to see his kid hurt.
Right.
He doesn't want to lose a family for a 5-minute fucking nut or like satisfaction. I don't see my husband doing that. Like, no.
But how is it? So let's say y'all going on tour. Y'all in all these states.
No tour. Out of the country. No tour, no work. It's vacation only.
But do you get those guys? Like, let's say when you're going on tour, you in New York, you in all these places. Do you get like guys trying to approach you and fanning out and trying to get at you? Like, how does that work? Like,
guys don't ever really try to talk. Because you got to remember, I go from the dressing room to the stage.
So they don't even try you. Okay.
No, I go from the dressing room to the stage.
They
to
can't
the back.
Even get near you.
Not really. Okay. Mm-hmm. They see me on stage and they see the girls on stage. They be trying to talk to the girls a lot because also a lot of guys know Ballistic and I've been in a relationship for so many years. They respect right. Ballistic. The guys see Ballistic. Oh, can I take a picture? Hi, Ballistic. I love you and Josh. Right. And so it's more of that than them trying to be disrespectful to him.
He's like a dangerous guy. I wouldn't want to make him mad. He looks like he can like fuck somebody up.
He's a nice guy, but I mean, he's known in the streets. You know, everybody know him. Right. You know, Noriega was talking about him the other day. Like, I've never seen Ballistic smile. You got married to him because
right.
He's not the smiling type.
So it's mostly like when you on tour, it's mostly like girls fanning out.
No, we have guys to come see us on tour.
But it mostly be like the girls going crazy, like the big fans of you. And
it be a bunch of guys on tour. I feel like the guys come with their girlfriends, though, because a lot of guys yeah. that when
they
I
bring
do like
girl,
a meet
yeah.
and greet, they always be like, well, you know, I'm here with my girlfriend. I'm here with my wife. Or I brought my wife for her birthday. Or I brought, you know, it's a lot of people, a lot of husbands that will bring their wives for their birthdays or the girlfriends or fiancés. I've met a lot of guys still. Pay us for the meet and greet after the show, and they always tell us the story.
Wow. And speaking of fans, Jocelyn, we posted that you were going to come on the podcast, and we did a search. We was like, we looking for Jocelyn's number one fan, and we got hundreds of messages. People like, I'm a number one fan.
Did you pick
fan.
The number? Did you we pick the right them. Fan?
We got Jocelyn's number one fans in the building. Come on in here. They got a surprise. Bring it around here. Bring it on this side. Show her the cake.
Tripping on me.
Show the cake to the camera.
What you think?
Hey.
I want you to live it up. Want you to be
zoom.
A team nigga, please
put the thing in.
Do it like
a girl today. Hey, hold on. Let him sit down for a minute. Let him sit down for a minute. It's her fucking birthday every day. Turn up. Round of applause.
Do it like it's your B-day. Do it like it's your B-day, baby. Do it like it's your B-day.
Now, hold on.
Do it
like
it's your B-day.
Baby.
Hey,
how y'all feeling?
Did y'all play that song on y'all's birthday?
It's my birthday month right now, and I'm playing that as the first anthem coming in. Hey.
Happy birthday. When's your birthday?
April 19th.
Yes, happy birthday.
What sign are you?
I'm an Aries.
And when's your birthday, Jocelyn?
My birthday's November. I'm a Scorpio.
Scorpio. Yeah, yeah. When your birthday?
August 3rd.
Now, she drove so far all the way out here.
Where you come from?
I came from West Palm Beach.
Thank you guys for coming.
Of course, thank you for having us.
What's up? Talk to me.
What's good?
Oh my gosh, I actually need my phone because I have questions. I have like two questions.
Well, she said she got a question.
We can't get no phones. Let them do it out her hands. Keep the phones away.
Oh, okay.
What's your questions on?
I don't know. I just want to ask you, like, what would you tell to young mothers that are in the industry coming
good
up?
Good question.
You know, who don't have like a lot of support, if that makes sense. Like, I know that you've been through a lot by yourself, And it means a lot to me to know, how did you get through it? Because I'm going through a lot and I need to know.
Are you a single mother?
Yes.
Round of applause to her, single mother. Round. That's a good question.
You heard my heart.
Yes.
I don't want you to bring me tears to my eyes. I'm having a great time. Fuck.
Sorry,
what's your name?
I'm Naya. Naya Shakira.
How old are you?
I'm 21.
So how old is your baby?
He's one.
Okay. All right. Good luck. Good luck with the baby, because you need luck and you need, how do you say it? I'm looking for the right word. You need, what's the word I'm looking for? Thank you. Perseverance. That's the word I was looking for.
Round of applause to Ballistic back there.
No, that was him.
I want to bring him up so bad. He's like, I'm chilling in the bag. I'm chilling.
So perseverance. Say it again. Perseverance.
Perseverance.
That's what you need. A lot of times, you know, us as young black ladies, we have a lot of talents, but we just don't have the people behind us to support us, like your mother, mm-hmm. or your father. Like, I have a mom and I have a stepdad and all of that, but I think they were young and they had too many kids, so I didn't get any support. So I was running away like at 15, 16. Yeah. Lauderdale. Oh, y'all know I'm from Lauderdale.
Yeah.
I'm always screaming Lauderdale. So I feel like you know, when you're very young, so you're not going to understand what I'm telling you to get a little older. You guys are very young. You know, you're very young. Unless you really listen and capture what people are telling you, that knows what they're telling you, you're going to have a hard time. Right. Yeah. So the first thing you should do is the way you pray, you ask for, it's not, you tell the universe what he owes you. Mm-hmm. You tell the universe, don't pray like you know, at church with the pastor every weekend. Don't pray like that. You know, you tell the universe what you need. You pray, you put it on a mood board. Mood boards are very important for young black girls. A lot of young black girls don't know anything about mood boards. I've been doing mood boards. You know, since
like
was,
a vision board?
Like a vision board. Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
I call it like mood board.
I want to do a vision board.
You never done one?
I never done one.
You got to do one. It's very important. It's very important for you to vision and envision and dreaming everything that you want, right? As far as the kid, you have to really like involve the baby daddy, the moms, everybody that's the family of your kid, involve them and give them responsibilities. See, a lot of time as mothers, we don't give the people that we need to give responsibilities to.
And so,
you have to give your baby daddy responsibilities, your mom as a grandmother, his mom as a grandmother, the aunties, everybody, the brothers, the sisters, everybody's responsible for that kid. You didn't make the kid by yourself, and you need to motherfucking let them know that y'all niggas owe me. Mm. Be responsible for your kid too. Be responsible for
take
your
care
kid.
Of your kids. Round of applause for that. Take care of your kids.
Don't put that on you. And I had to grow out of this. I had to grow out of like putting all the responsibilities on myself. I now give everybody that's in my surrounding areas responsibilities. Like if you around me, nigga, you got to, whether it's a woman or a man, it's a responsibility that you have to take. Because I'm a respectful young lady and I had to do it myself because my mom didn't teach me. My sisters, nobody taught me. I had to learn myself. So now I have to give myself the respect to give this motherfucker's responsibility to be able to help me out so I can accomplish my dream. Because you're a young lady. Yes, you laid there and you made a baby, but not yourself.
Right,
that baby got family and blood. You're not the only blood that baby got. So that would probably be the best advice that I have. Yeah. And I think you'll be all right. It's going to be hard.
Yeah.
But you're beautiful. Both of you guys are beautiful. It's not that hard for you to really dream. Like, I came from Puerto Rico with nothing. I have fucking... My dad died of a overdose of drugs. Mm-hmm. All a lot of my family members from my dad's side were, you know, they died of drug use.
Yeah,
and
man,
so from where I come from, you know, it's like nothing. Like I was walking around without shoes and stuff like that. And so for me to be able to get out of that lifestyle without nobody's help but me. Mm-hmm. And as I got to be in the universe longer than my husband and my management and stuff
God
like that,
you
know, but at first, you got to do a lot of things like on your own. So that would probably be the best advice that I could give you that's realistic, that's going to really actually help.
You kind of didn't receive a lot of backlash, in my opinion, from the public. I think it was really more so from those that were in your circle, like people who knew you, people who worked with you prior to your rise. And I just want to know, how did you get through, you know, knowing that the same people who you was down with, feel me, like they folded when you got there, like... They, the main ones dragging your name, the main ones carrying, we got to slaughter Jocelyn. Like, they harder than anybody in the public. Like, how did you get through that?
I feel like a lot of times when people do wrong by you, and even though they've been on your side, they you know, they feel some type of way, like, wow, she's really talented. Mm-hmm. She really can make it. And I thought it was a game. But when you really show them that you're focused, that you really can make it, mm-hmm. you know, they'd be afraid that you're going to leave them, yeah. right? But mm-hmm. if you do what you need to do, you won't leave them. You support them, and everything will be supportive, and it'll be like a circle. Mm-hmm. We go back and everything is like a family, right? Yeah. And so,
you ever been in a relationship where people try to hold you back? Mm-hmm. You know, because some guys... I know personally, I heard a story. A lot of guys will try to hold back a beautiful woman that's talented because, like, they're afraid, like you said, that, like, mm-hmm. when you blow up, you're going to leave them.
Yeah, but whether a man try to hold you back or not, you as a woman have respect for yourself. You have to bounce. Yeah.
Right.
So that has, you know, like, I feel like if you give a man or a woman or anybody the opportunity to just drag you and, like, keep you back, obviously when they get upset, they're going to do that, right? Yeah, but if you fight and stuff like that, I feel like it's always... Look, when you watch shows that people get killed, it be always the husband, right. the wife, yeah. or the, like, the right. cousin, or, like, right. the mom, or the daddy, the brother. So it be, like, your immediate circle, because they be the ones that be, like, super mad hating outside of the people from the outside, right? Mm-hmm. They be like super fanny now, your own family or your circle. So believe in yourself, and there's nothing that you will believe. And you will literally ignore everybody. I literally ignore yeah. everybody for so many years. I ignore and I believe in myself. And
round of applause for that.
You know, and I think that's what got me to where I'm at, to where I finally got successful with doing the stuff that I do with my career. With anything that I ever wanted to do in my life is by really just believing in me and ignoring the people that were basically bad for me or feel some type of way.
So did you have, like, family and friends that didn't believe in you, that discouraged you?
I feel like all family members kind of don't believe and they're discouraged because they are not doing it. And so I feel like they kind of, like, they it's like the yin and the yang, like love and hate. They right. want you to, but they don't want you to.
Right.
It's like a straddling the fence. Like
Do you cut them off or you just love them from a distance?
Listen, one thing about me, I don't cut anybody off on my family. I focus on work and I'm not paying them no attention. If they need me, I'm there to support them because I have to do that as a daughter.
So you still, you cut checks to your family, like, yo, I got you.
Not like just to pay bills, but like if they really need. No, I don't pay nobody's bill. But like, if, you know, if my family need me, I'm going to always support. Right. Absolutely. Yeah.
Right.
So yeah, but only because I have it.
Right.
If I didn't have it, I wouldn't do it.
Right.
I'm not going to take away from me to do for them because I have to make sure that I respect myself.
You come first.
I have to make sure that I have a kid. I have to take care of my kid. I got a husband. So, yeah, I'll take care of me for like.
I'll make sure you're good first.
Yeah. And then I'm
that's true, because if you got to make sure you're good first, because if you're not good, then how can you help someone else?
Exactly.
Now, what about you? Now, I know you got some questions. What you want to ask Jocelyn anything?
Yes, I do. Okay.
Talking to Mike. Don't be shy.
Okay. Sorry. What was the transition like with VH1 to Zeus Network?
The transition was basically when I left VH1, I was mm-hmm. doing Love & Hip Hop for like 6 years, six seasons or whatever. You know, I was like, damn, I need to get my own show. I'm like, damn, this shit is like this. I got to go.
I'm so
like,
you know what I'm saying? Like, you
thank you, man.
Round of applause.
I'm like, and then I always had, before I started doing Love & Hip Hop, I always kind of had this thing in my mind where, like, you know, when I was a little girl, I wanted to mm-hmm. perform. I wanted mm-hmm. to sing. I wanted to dance. I started, like, doing Spanish. That's my first language. I do Spanish mm-hmm. music. And I always thought I was like Selena. No damn well, yes, I ain't nowhere near. I know damn well I can't sing nothing like no Selena. But
yo, bitch, that movie is so sad. Like, yeah, I love that movie. I got so mad at that movie. Like,
and look who it was. It was her.
It's always someone in your circle.
Exactly. I always thought I was Selena in Puerto Rico when I was like a jit. I would mm-hmm. come into the house, I'm dancing.
As you should.
Everybody's like, bitch, you is not Selena.
You knew you was going to be a star.
I'm Selena. Leave me alone. Déjame tranquila. Yo soy Selena. Como la flor de tanto amor. They was like, girl. Girl. So like, I always thought I was Selena in my parents' house in Puerto Rico when I was like 5 or 6 or 7. I was like a jit, right? And so then I was like, shit, I'm Jocelyn. I love her. But then I, you know, started doing my own thing. So kind of like I knew always in my life that I wanted to do something big with myself. So eventually, obviously, I had to leave Love & Hip Hop because I need to showcase my true talents.
Yes.
You know, and
evolving.
Then,
it's
yeah, I'm like, shit, I got to get the fuck away from here. You know, so just doing the cabaret just allowed me to, like, showcase the music and then the talent and give the girls opportunities to, you know, kind of the girls that come from where I came from in the past, the stripper, the stripper clubs or whatever the case may be. It went hand to hand.
Yeah.
And so, like, when I left Love & Hip Hop, I was like, well, I do my own show, you know?
Yeah.
And so that's how the transition went. And it was great because now I have control, like, on my own show. And then I give young ladies like yourself opportunities.
Would you redirect, like, if you were to come back to do your own show, mm-hmm. would you consider making it just about Jocelyn, just about you and like, you know, like something like Keeping Up the Kardashians, if that makes sense. Like, I think we are more so interested in like,
I know a lot of people ask me that. I know a lot of people ask me that, but you know what I tell them? Like, my music career literally just got started.
Yeah.
I'm going to do that my own show, but I have to really fulfill my dreams and my desires that I, or what I owe to the little girls like you or your kids or what I owe to you. Cause I came from where you at.
Right.
Exactly.
Or what you're trying to get away from.
Exactly. What advice would you give yourself at 21? Right. Like, that's, if you could give your 21 self advice, what would you tell yourself?
I was awesome at 21. At 21,
I know you was lit.
Well, only because, I'm going to tell you, only because I was really nice and really naive, and I think the guys love that. Yeah. And, like, me being nice and naive when I was stripping at 21, 22, I used to get everything from them guys because I was really naive because I was really nice, right? But they never really tried to fuck on me or, like, drag me out there. Guys, literally, all guys was really super nice to me when I was a stripper. Mm-hmm. And so at 21, 22, 23... before I started doing Love and Hip Hop, you know, 19, 18, I had the best times of my life. I went to Africa a few times. Yeah. I went to Canada. I was shopping. So
You was having fun.
Because I got lucky. I think because I'm such a good person in my heart, the universe gave me greatness. The universe has, even though I've been through a lot and, you know, I came from like a lot of drugs in Puerto Rico and stuff like that with the family members and just the where I grew up at. I think because in my heart I was so pure and I was a good God child. Right. I've always been like, you know, given like, I went through a lot, but okay, cool. I've never got molested. Nobody ever stuck a dick in me and raped me. Mm-hmm. You know, I got funked along, but I've never got raped. Mm-hmm. I've never got nothing crazy where it's like, it fucked my mind up.
Because you started off as an exotic dancer and you blew up into this huge star.
That was by choice, I believe.
What was like?
But that was by choice.
For the people that don't know, how did you get your first big break?
Well, I was dancing in Onyx and I met Stevie J. I met Stevie J in Onyx and then he took me to Mona. So that was when I was like, when I was like 23. And so for me, I've always had like good teenage years because I kind of like wait for like stripping, hanging out, going out the country and then going straight to that. But also I was always focused knowing in my little pretty heart that I always wanted to be like Selena when I was younger. Yeah. And then I was like, shit, I need to figure out how to be like Jocelyn. Yeah.
Right.
And so in my heart, I always had that. So it was kind of easy to transition because I was kind of focused the whole time to be able to do what my heart desire, basically.
Do you feel like you kind of responsible for the success of Love and Hip Hop? Because like you're like you and Stevie J were like the first relationship to really just go crazy. You feel like you're responsible kind of for the success of the brand?
No, I don't feel like I'm responsible for the success of Love and Hip Hop. I feel like Love and Hip Hop did what it needed to do for me to be able to do the cabaret and own my own show and give other girls opportunities. I feel like everybody got what they deserve. They got what they needed. I got what I needed. And I don't really feel like I'm responsible for it because they were going to do it without me or not. Like, I wasn't even supposed to be a cast member. I just got lucky.
That's crazy.
And happy to be brought up to, you know, to the show. And then I worked. So it wasn't like...
Because I'm going to be honest. Her on Love & Hip Hop was like...
We all know she stole the show.
I like her on Love & Hip Hop more than anybody else.
If no one knows, we know.
It's my personality, you know what I'm saying?
Your personality was like, it put it on the map.
It was the energy. It was just, you know, how powerful she truly was and how her intentions, like she said, were from the beginning. It just vibrated and it radiated and now this is where we're at. Like, I think,
and everybody did their fucking job in hip hop, right? Yeah. So like everybody gonna do their thing. It's not gonna be
everything went perfectly to go the way it went.
Other, right? But you know, because I'm like the loud mouth Jocelyn, I think I'm that bitch and blah blah blah. It was kind of one of those things. Like, this bitch get on my nerves. She thinks she's all
keep
that.
It relevant.
But that's just my personality.
It
you know?
Kept it relevant.
It's like what the fuck, you know? So it's one of those things. But I definitely feel like it would not be no Jocelyn's Cabaret without Love and Hip Hop for sure. Yeah.
Facts.
And that's respect, literally.
Did you have any another one last question for Jocelyn?
Last question. Are we getting a season 4?
Oh, yes. You missed it. She already told us season 4 is coming soon. Okay.
So look, if you guys want to try out for season 4.
No. Respectfully.
Why?
I love you so much.
You scared?
I'm so scared.
Why?
Because
all right, I got it. You scared? Let me bring somebody.
I will be behind you.
Come here, Raven. Where's Raven? Raven and Diamond, come tell her how amazing... When we're going to
her. They came up here on season 3.
I wasn't scared till the first episode when she walked in, but it turned me on. Like, wow.
Like, you mean you got turned on by her?
Her yelling at
She's
us.
She's so petty.
I love it.
Now, you know, it's no secret that you do like girls.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, no, it's no secret.
How old were you when you first had your first experience with a girl?
Well, I think I like I knew pretty young that I like girls. Like, maybe, like, I say, like, when I started thinking girls was cute, I say, like, 13, 14. I started being like, girls were cute.
Right.
And then when I got a little older, then I started, you know, like, when I started stripping, I started, you know, messing around. But I think that I found out pretty young, like 15, that I thought that girls were cute.
Right.
I thought guys were cute, too. And then I was like, shit, girls are cute,
too. What made you want to do a cabaret? Like, how did that come about?
Yeah, how'd you think of the whole idea? Like, the concept was, like, you trail, you like, you op- like, you were the first one to really do a show, like, how you got it.
P-Valley real life.
Right.
Shout out to P-Valley. I did P-Valley 2022. Oh, yeah, it was amazing. I love P-Valley, Patrick, and all of them. Shout out for having me there.
How was the experience on that as well?
It was great. It was a great experience. I'm not really like, I don't really care to act too much, but you know, the camera loves me, so it's not that hard. You know what I'm saying?
I want
to
ask you a serious question. Would you recommend stripping?
I mean, listen, I haven't stripped in such a long time, so I don't really know how the clubs are. When I do go to the clubs, I feel like guys do spend money because I be watching them. I'm like, they be throwing money.
Yeah, they throw money.
So I feel like if you have a plan and you could really save money, then you could do it. If not, then don't do it, because you'll be wasting your time. You'll be just working to spend the money.
Yeah, like I know some girls who like dance and they just dance forever and no plan. And then I know, like, I had an ex-girlfriend, she danced, but she uses it as a stepping stone. Like, she saved her money, she started a business, and she ended up coming up. Yeah. So it's like she said, it's all about having a plan.
Yeah, when I was 23, I was already like, shit, I'm getting out the club. That's how I started doing Living Hip Hop. I actually met a producer, he brought me to Stevie, and he worked like that. And then at 23, I'm in Mona, and then I'm in Living Hip Hop. So it's kind of like you got to try to, like, at a young age, my daughter's 6, and I told my husband today, I'm like, man, because Bonnie builds and stuff like that. So they have a coding class in school. And I'm like, she needs to go to the coding class because she needs to figure out if she's going to go to NASA. Because she says she wants to be an astronaut. Aww. I'm like, are you going to NASA?
Astronaut.
And then Ballistic is like, babe, she's only 6. Yes, she's 6. She's old enough to know what she wants. He's like, you're right.
She's going
to
be up on the moon. Do it like a baby. Yeah, I'm
like, she loves my music too. She's over. I'm like, girl, relax. Don't take that part. So yeah, she's 6, but I always encourage her to really know what she wants to do. If you want to go to NASA, you need to get working out. She builds amazing. The girls have seen them. She builds amazing, like, she's so buildings cool. And stuff. So
I want to say something about that too.
Really,
I think
great.
You're an amazing mother. You remind me of my mom a lot.
Round
my
of
mom
applause is really Josh, like, amazing mother.
My mom supports everything. She would have been here right now. Shout out to mommy when she sees this. But yeah, you know, I really, really love, I love that part of you. Like, I just, that's why I mentioned about maybe if you were to come back. I'm for the cabaret as well. Like, shoot, I think you should have them all. Like, have a show for you, have a show for this, because
my manager told me that this morning, right, Ballista? She told me that this morning. She's like, Jocelyn, when are you going to be ready to film your own show? And I'm like,
yeah.
Well, like, kind of follow you around, just
like,
your life.
Exactly what she's saying.
Family.
My manager told me that this morning, and I was like, girl, relax.
Right.
I'm gonna do it. Because, you know,
I can see it keeping up with Jocelyn. I can see that.
Keeping up with Jocelyn. But
Jocelyn cannot keep up with Jocelyn, okay? I can't keep up with myself.
You know, like raising Bonnie or something, you know?
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, round
of Bonnie's a job, girl. She be damn sure working my ass.
Right. Well, round of applause to you, lovely ladies, man.
Thank
so
you
much
guys for coming to see me.
Thank you so much.
And I'm happy that you girls actually ask me questions that matters.
Of course.
Like, a lot of people always like, you know, Jocelyn, why you didn't do interviews? Why you don't talk? Why you don't do this? Why you don't do that? Yeah. I said, because motherfuckers don't listen.
Exactly. Yeah.
Right.
Niggas don't listen. I'm sitting up here telling you all my... So that's why, like, with my Spanish music, I put it there on paper, and I know that the little girls in the world, they're going to hear that, and they're going to get it. And it's because, like, you got to be tricky about giving information out, because people just... They hear you, but then they go out this other ear, and it's like, damn, I sat up there and just gave you my heart and really gave you what I've been through. I've been through a lot. For me to be able to give younger girls and advice, because I went through it, and I really, and they really see me on TV for the last 12 years, seeing me, what I've been through, crying, fighting, praying, you know, working on the music, and people turning me down and stuff like that. You guys have seen that I've done something that I always say I could do, and that's more important than anything, because you guys have been seeing me. I'm leading by example.
Right. And your story is from rags to riches. So, like, you're an example to show, like, a lot of young girls, like, look, she made it. She used to walk around barefoot. She had no support. You said right now you kind of raised yourself. Yeah. So it's a lot of girls out here who may not have that family support, who may have raised themselves. You know
believe
what I'm saying?
Yourself and, yeah, definitely. And the thing you need to do is stay away from drugs as much as you can. Mm-hmm. I have my party days. I've done a lot of drugs. I love it. Shit. Yeah. Party like a but I got with my husband and he really like, nah, we ain't doing this. You know what I'm saying? Okay. So I've cleaned myself a lot, but not just because of him and stuff like that, but because of Bonnie and because I want to be a better person. If I really want to fucking grow and be one of the greatest Latin superstars, musicians or actresses, or whatever I want to do in my life, I need to have control of my life. And so, you know, I love the fact that you guys asked me those questions because it's very important for younger girls to really hear the girls like me that been out here doing what we've been doing and give you hope. Because all I had was fucking hope. Like, I'm hoping and fucking praying that I can.
Did you think about giving up at one point?
I still think about giving up to this day.
Right. Of course. We all got those feelings. Like,
yeah, but not literally like anymore because I've decided, like, in my life now, I've decided that whatever I do, I'm going to do. There's no turning back. Yeah. So once you decide that and you do it, then you're not going to turn back and you're going to do it. It comes with a lot of tears and a lot of suffering and a lot of everything. But what that means?
A lot of losing friends and family.
You know, if you're a Bible fan, Jesus went through it.
Yes.
I'm not,
yes.
I mean, I believe in God. I'm not saying I don't believe in Jesus and I don't believe in God, but I'm more like a prayer of like the universe.
Yes.
Not necessarily. Meditation. Yeah. Meditation. Cause I do a lot of yoga. Not necessarily like the Bible and stuff like that. Yeah. I go to church.
You believe in a law of attraction.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I believe in the good God. There is a good God somewhere, right? I'm not.
Mm-hmm. God was looking out for you.
But absolutely. Like, if you think about it, what Jesus went through, like whatever, I'm not a Bible thumper, right?
Yeah.
But I have to speak the language that people get. The people mm-hmm. understand. So yeah. if he went through it, then you have to.
Yesterday
right.
was Easter.
Absolutely.
He went through some stuff, right?
If he died and rose, we as well can die and rise again.
Yeah. Yeah. So you have to always think like, you know, some of the biggest people have been through things, but you'll get through it.
And that's so dope though too, that you mentioned that, you know, you actually got with someone that like bettered you. And I tell this to girls, like, if he's not bettering your life and helping you, you're not with the right one.
Nope.
You know what I'm saying? Because there are guys that can come in and just be toxic. You ever like, you know what I mean? You go like this. No, you're supposed to be going up.
Exactly. How did you know that this was your husband after going through so much?
Girls sell dreams too. Y'all sell dreams too.
Yeah.
I ain't going to say guys the only ones. Girls be selling dreams.
We do.
You ever sold some dreams?
Of course. All right. The time. That's how I got my husband now. I sold the dream with this good butt.
Now, hold on. Before they go, I want to ask you one question.
Okay.
What's one thing you regret, or do you regret anything about your journey?
No. People, they ask me that. Nori and them asked me that in Dream Champs. Nothing. I don't regret anything. If I didn't go through everything I went through, I would never be here now. And it was hard times, but I made it.
Everything
and
made
was,
you who
and
you
I,
are.
And I was obviously a good person because my heart, my soul, my embodiment, everything about me got me the universe. The universe gave me good things.
Right. Good
and
karma.
I give the universe good things. I put out good things.
Round of applause to that.
One thing you should do, you should never do as a person. Like, I feel like the minute you put out hate to the universe, I don't care. The minute you put out one little piece of hate, you fuck. Like me, I love everybody. And I have people around me that really didn't appreciate my love and my energy and my greatness and my goodness. And so I feel like when you have the people around you that's not good, that's a problem too. You have to be
a good people around you.
What I mean good, like, I mean good people. You have to be good within the inside, and then the people around you have to be good. Because if you have the bad people around you and you're bad within the inside, it's like a rotten apple. Yeah. Everything gets rotten.
Yeah.
So you kind of have to be like just good. I feel like when you're a good person inside your heart, everything just comes out and you get
what you give
the
is what you get.
That's right. Yeah. Round of applause
literally.
For that.
Right. Yeah.
Give Jocelyn a hug. We got something special for y'all too later on after the show.
I got something special for you guys.
I'm so auditioning for you.
Shout out to them.
You can sit right there. Listen, before they leave, I got something for them.
Right,
so
we got something
sure
for y'all. Y'all
too,
stick around.
Too
now, I got to ask you, you know, being a rapper, being a singer, just being a superstar yourself, you know, being a creative individual, who is your favorite female rapper if you had to choose someone?
Okay, let's see.
Or can I ask you three? If you had to choose one, who would you say is the best between these three? Cardi, Nicki, or Megan?
I think they all are great in their own right. I wouldn't choose one against the other. I think that all three of them have really showed what they do. how powerful they are, how successful they are, how beautiful they are, how much talent they have. There's no comparison. All deeply in my heart, I feel like they all equally have made greatness. They have equally made this money.
Right.
Equally made history.
Right.
They have
and females rappers winning. Like they winning more than the male rappers now.
Right now.
They equally
females, y'all winning more than the guys.
They're equally like super fucking amazing.
Right.
Like dope. And then you know, Cardi has built a family. She's got children, she's got a husband. And you know, Nicki Minaj, she has built a family.
Right.
She's got children, she's got a husband.
It's a popular now to have a family.
Yeah, and then of course Megan Thee Stallion has a relationship, and I'm sure she'll have some kids soon. So yeah, all of them are, for me, honestly, I would not pick one in front of other. Like equally, they deserve.
Who would you collab with if you had to choose a female rapper? If you had to choose one, who would you collab with?
I would collab with any of the female rappers that would love to collab with me. Like I love them all.
Right.
I have the remix of "Do It Like It's Your Birthday" with one of the biggest rappers out in the game. I'm not gonna say her name. But she's she's in the remix of "Do It Like It Should Be Day," just her and I. So that'll be coming out.
Hold on, I gotta hear that. I can't wait to hear that.
That'll be coming out. That'll be coming out. A couple of months. She's gonna be doing Coachella, so after she comes back, we'll be doing the video. But she's already on the remix.
Is she someone I just named or someone else?
I just said I ain't telling you.
Okay. What do you think about Ice Spice?
I love Ice Spice. Her and I communicate through our DM and stuff like that.
Right.
I think she's great.
She came up.
I like her. I think she's dope. And I like how she be sliding on the beat.
Right.
Because she just really be sliding on the beat. You know what I'm saying?
Can we play another record? It was one record in particular, the way you were sliding.
Which one? Let's Get Right. Let's Get Right.
You were sliding.
Let's Get Right. It's got to be Let's Get Right.
I like this.
Let's get paid, let's get all over this money. Let's get right, let's get paid, let's get all over this money. Let's get right, let's get paid, let's get all over this money. Let's get all over this money, let's get all over this money. Guys wanna freak every night of the week. Gotta cut that check, you know what I mean. Bitches wanna play, but we gotta get paid. Gotta get that money, gotta take care of the kids. Gotta have fun every night of the week. Depending on where we going, I'ma be a little freak. Try me if you want, I'ma freak a little freak.
Hey, 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 yeah,
let's fuck around and do it all night.
Hey.
I just put the next in on white, fuck it all night like a night grow bad. Bitch, stay in shit but whole centric. Fly to the bar and get some dick. Come right back and go all night. Bahama, same morning time.
Give it up for Jocelyn. Now, hold on. I gotta ask you, Jocelyn. Now, you know, everybody watching this, you got a lot of people from Miami all over the country and the world. Now, I know you've been in your relationship for a long time. I want to ask you because we asked some fans like some questions. How did you know your husband was the one?
I mean, you know, of course, oh shit, I just hit myself on the chin. That's how he do with his dick.
Is that how you knew, like, he was slanging it on you, and you just like, yo, okay.
Bitch, get slapped.
I'm marrying
That's how I knew I was going to get big with that nigga. He slapped me with the dick a few times. Where's the dick? Shit. It was out of my eye. I don't know. I think that Ballistic and I were meant to be for however long we are. Hopefully, I'll stay with him for a long time. Can I tell you something? I really think the man should want to be the woman, be with the woman more than the woman should want to be with the man. Because I feel like the woman feels that love, that man is never going to let you go. Like, that's the feeling that a woman should have, like, to feel like the man that you get, that, you know, he never, you know, the feeling that I get with my husband is, like, I feel like he's never going to let me go. Like, right. No matter what, like, he going to always, not if I, like, cheat or do weird shit with no niggas and, you know, be riding niggas dicks and doing all that. Not that. I'm saying, like, if I'm a good woman to my husband, right?
Right.
He would never leave me, is what I'm saying.
Right.
And I feel like that with Ballistic, I feel like he's always been like that. But I just feel like I'm so, like, I'm not, like, naive or anything, right? I just feel like he loves me so much because he knows I love him, too. We make love when we have sex. We don't just be fucking. We actually make love. We be kissing for
Okay,
hours.
So what's the difference between fucking and making love?
You know, when you making love, you, like, kissing your significant other. You kissing them. You loving
them.
That
kissing shit is hot. I like kissing. It's
yeah, well, you know, you don't kiss everybody unless you really love them. Like, you're like, right? Yeah. If you don't love them, you're not going to stick your tongue in it.
Right. Like you got girls that will fuck you but they won't kiss you.
Exactly.
And you got girls that'll fuck you and they won't cook for you no breakfast either.
Exactly. Exactly.
That's true. Because, like, I've had girls, like, will fuck me, but then I'll be like, make me dinner. And they be looking at me like, damn, so you can fuck me but can't make no dinner?
They're like, that's special. I gotta go. You ain't married right. to me, nigga. Bye. So I just feel, I don't know. I feel like when my husband and I'm in love, it's like I feel like I'm gonna be with him forever. I don't know if we're gonna be together forever, right? I feel like we are, but I could be wrong. So I knew every day he shows me that he's the one. So it's like it was 5 years, 5.5 years ago, and then it's now. Right?
So what's your relationship with Stevie J? Did he give you a blessing? Like, he give you a blessing?
He didn't have to give me any blessings because, you know, I don't have no beef with Stevie J. But, I mean, you know, we never been married on paper. We never been, you know, we're cool because of Bonnie, of course, that they have a relationship and him and Ballistic got a relationship.
So but, you think he's happy for you?
I mean, if I feel like he's happy for me. Him and Ballistic communicate. You know, they talk on the phone. They been places together. I feel like, you know, Stevie was married for a long time. Stevie was married before I was married to Ballistic, or before I even got with Ballistic. So right. I feel like Stevie and I just ended up so long. We haven't been together in fucking years, you know, since right. I was pregnant with Bonnie. So it's been literally 6 years. And so I just feel like, truly in my heart, I feel like he's happy for me that I found someone that really cares for me and take care of his daughter. It's been plenty of times where Stevie, you know, got on the phone with Ballistic, and I've heard him tell Ballistic, thank you for taking care of my daughter. Thank you for taking so good care of Bonnie. He's done it plenty of times, and I've heard right. him say that to my husband on the phone, and so, or in person. And so I know that I feel like he's happy.
Now, and I know back in the day, there were rumors. There was a lot of drama, a lot of rumors. There were rumors going around that, you know, people were saying Stevie J could be gay. You may have, you know, spoke on that. What made you say this, like, Stevie J could be gay?
You know what? I mean, he's had a lot of pussy. So, you know, I think, you know, listen, I think that Stevie is a free man, but I definitely feel like he loves pussy and he loves women. I don't think, I'm not going to, you know, I'm not going to use the gay word, you know, with Stevie. And plus, Stevie and I are so cool. Like, I would never disrespect him now with, you know, calling him his name. I know he was married for a while with Faith. And so, you know, I think that I like Stevie now more than I've ever liked him. As far as like,
sometimes you can like someone better as a friend from afar.
As far as him being a person, like he right. became a better person. And I don't know if he has anything to do with, you know, me being married to someone like Ballistic that he respect and he knows and he talked to, and he's been knowing Ballistic and Stevie met each other before I was with Ballistic through some mutual friends, you know, friends. So I think that, you know, I think.
So to clear the record, Stevie J is not, he don't get down. He's not gay.
I mean, listen, I think he's a great person. I think okay. that he's, you know, he's, him and I are in a great place mm-hmm. and a great relationship. And, you know, I think, you know, he was just in the shade room kissing some bad young bitch. You know
right.
what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He was sticking his tongue in some young hoe. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So. You know what I'm saying? He's definitely getting some pussy. One thing about it, I've never seen no weird shit with him on no tip like that.
What do y'all know about, like, the escort industry, man? Like,
the girls be selling that pussy.
Did you, like, go through a point in your life, you know, when you were dancing in the escort industry? Like, what was that like?
Well, thanks to the universe, I was so cute. I never had to, like, sell my body. I told you I was so cute and the guys were so nice to me. Like, literally, I was like so lucky. Cause really too, I danced a long time ago, which is different from, you know, the girls stripping now. When I was dancing, I feel like the guys was more like gentlemen. They were nicer. Yeah. And they like when
you
I
must you must have know, been at like the gentleman's club. Like, you know, you
no,
got
no,
like
no,
the upscale,
no,
you know, like
at,
Cheetah.
Magic City, and then I did Diamonds.
Hey, shout out to Magic, man.
Yeah,
shout
I did
out
Magic
City.
And then I did Onyx. And I don't know. I just felt like when I stripped, the guys were more respectful than they actually, you know, were like after, like years after I stopped. So for me, I really had respect for guys that came to the club. They spent money. They wanted a good time. You know, married guys just want to come.
Some guys just want to talk.
Some guys want to talk. So I got lucky. I got so lucky that I were able to just dance.
Well, what's your craziest experience in the club when you were dancing?
Probably that we got raided. Wow. And it was like a lot of police. A lot of
which
police.
What club? Magic City?
Rollers, when I danced at Rollers.
Where was that at?
In Miami. Rollers
oh,
is in Miami.
Oh, Miami. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Rollers is in Miami. Probably that was the craziest thing because there's this police coming in with guns and stuff like that.
You're
and
like,
we,
what the fuck
you
going
know,
on?
Working. Basically, you go to jail if you're soliciting. Soliciting is like if you ask for a dance. Like if you're in the customer, a customer, and I'm like, hey, you want to dance? That's basically soliciting. So, like, you know, back in the days, they used to use that just to have people go to jail and, you know, They right. had needed something to do, basically.
You ever did some time?
Some time? When I was a teenager, I probably did like 8 months in juvenile, but nothing when I was of age.
Yeah, nothing when I was just being bad
and my mom locked me up. Nothing when I was like of age. I never went to jail.
Now, when you was in the game, did you really pimp hoes? Like back in the day?
I mean, look, I know people say that.
Pimped a little bit.
I know people
arranged
say that.
A little bit.
I know people said that, but it wasn't pimp. It was more of so what I do with like the cabaret.
Right.
It was more so of that vibe. I never really just put down on hoes and pimp. I could have, but never had time.
Right. Girls, it's a lot of work pimping, man.
Yeah. It was more of girls knowing that I make money, that I was successful, that I was young and I was attractive and I was getting my money. It was more of girls trying to get advice and trying to be down with me so I could put them on and just kind of help them out and stuff like that. Sort of like the cabaret, nothing right. like crazy. But yeah, I had my share of bitches that I had for years, you know, breaking me off and I put them in position and stuff like that. I've always had a management brain.
Right. You always been on that.
I always had a management brain.
Do you plan on opening any clubs?
My management told me this morning, she's like, bitch, you got to open up a cabaret in Miami.
Yo, if you open up a Johnson's cabaret in Miami, that shit would be huge.
Yeah, she told me this morning, she's like, you got to open up a cabaret in Miami. I'm like, Melissa, give me a few years. Because she's always like, you know, they always, Ballistic and Melissa are always bringing ideas to me. But, you know, I don't like to spread myself. Sure, I'm only one person.
Right.
And one thing I learned is not to, like, overwork myself where I'm, like, you know, crying and you know, have anxiety and I'm doing things that I'm not supposed to do just because I want to get something done that somebody told me I should do.
Right.
You know?
Now, you being a Miami girl now, and you know, you grew up in Fort Lauderdale. For the people that's visiting Miami, that's never been to Miami, what is the best strip club in Miami?
Well, right now, what do you think, Melissa? Because I haven't danced in such a long time.
What's the best strip? G5, shout out to G5. Round of applause to G5.
You know what? Yeah, they should, and that's a good one, babe, because not only that, that was one of my highlights when I used to be a stripper, when I danced it it used to be called Diamonds before it was called G5. And so when it was Diamonds, I used to dance there, and I thought it was one of the best. I've actually made some of the most money and met some of the richest, wealthiest people when I worked at Diamonds. I remember that the Miami Heat had some of the biggest players when I used to work there, and they used to come in and spend money.
Them Heat players be balling.
Yeah, back then.
What's the most you ever made?
In one night?
Mm-hmm.
$40,000.
Damn! Can we get a bomb for that?
Yeah, with the Africans.
Yo, it's always them Africans.
I end up marrying the African. Africans, you know, with me, like, my ancestors are...
Africans spend money. Ballistic, you African?
Yeah.
What part of Africa are you from? Oh my goodness, please, I'm the Prince of Ghana. Please, my nigga, please, I want to go to the strip club with my nigga. We spent some money, nigga.
That sounds like Ballistic.
So I've always enjoyed, I don't know, I always loved Africa, man. As a black girl being born in a Spanish island, my ancestors, my blood, my life, my everything was just black, man.
Them Africans, they're aggressive. They know how to catch you. Like, please, why don't you answer your phone? Please, I want to
they such
please,
players.
I'll buy you anything you want. I'm a rich nigga.
They're so they're like, they are such players, and they always want to go after the most beautiful woman, like, in the building.
Right.
But I love them. Shout out to the Africans. I love Africans.
Shout out to the Africans, man. And shout out to Ghana, too.
Zaire. Pendejo. Talking about Ghana. The Congo.
You been to Ghana?
Are you from Ghana?
No, but I did a prank. You know, I started doing pranks and it went viral before the podcast, and I played like I was the Prince of Ghana.
Okay. So. I see that. You think you're a king. Look at this.
Please, I'm the Prince of Ghana. Please, this is my throne right here, my new guy.
I feel like I'm in the Scarface house, I'm telling you.
I want to go to Ghana. I want to go to Africa. I've never been to Africa. You travel a lot to Africa?
I went to Africa a few times. It's beautiful. I went there when I was like 21, 23. It's beautiful. The people that are rich are very wealthy. It looks like Miami. It looks like America.
I feel like people try to scare us. They tell
us. Yeah, they do.
Don't go to Mexico. Don't go to Africa. You'll get killed.
Well, Mexico's dangerous. Listen, all of them are dangerous. If you go with the right crew and the right people, you'll have an amazing time. I love Nigeria. That's where I went to. And then it's just like the most amazing part. Like, you know, you kind of feel like this is where you come from. You know, I've always been such a black girl.
Right.
Like, I'm not a Puerto Rican girl. I'm a black girl that was born in Puerto Rico.
You've always been attracted to black men or
yeah,
Spanish?
But I'm because I'm a black woman.
Right.
Spanish, white, whatever. That's cool. But I'm a black woman and I like black men.
Right. What about y'all? Now y'all look like y'all Latin. Y'all like what y'all like?
I like black men.
Hey, what you like?
I don't have a type.
Diamond don't like black men. Diamond like the Spanish boys.
I like Dominicans.
She like Dominicans.
You like them Dominicanas.
Mm-hmm. That's she. I had to call her out because she always likes a Dominican. So I had to call her out.
She loves a Dominican.
Now, before we get out of here, we have another record we're gonna premiere on here. But I wanna ask you, Jocelyn, like, you came up, like, you had really rough, like, childhood. You know what I'm saying? You were kind of raised yourself. You were on your own. You were barefoot. You didn't have no shoes. Like, what was life like growing up for you?
Well, when I was in Puerto Rico, we lived in the projects. It's called Las Esmeraldas. It's the name of the project where I grew up at. And I came to Fort Lauderdale when I was like 6 or 7. And in Puerto Rico, we didn't have anything. I used to be running outside without no shoes and stuff like that, getting needles on my foot, having to go by stairs, like, Mom, take this off. Like, you know, like drug needles or whatever. You know, we probably had like one pair of shoes to go to school, but we didn't really have that much. And my mom really, in Puerto Rico, she truly did what she could.
And people ain't seen the hood until you go to another country.
Until you go
to
another country, yeah.
America ain't like the hood in another country.
Yeah, even though Puerto Rico is, you know, whatever, like a state, right? Like Hawaii or whatever, but... you know, my mom really truly did what she could, but she had 5 children when she met her husband, my stepdad or whatever, in Puerto Rico. My mom already had 5 kids when she met him.
Right.
Actually, when she was pregnant with my little brother, she met her husband or whatever. And, you know, she did what she could or whatever. She had 5 fucking children. And she was like a single mother. Then she met my stepdad and then he brought her to Fort Lauderdale. And I was like, I probably was like 7 or 8. And when I was there, I didn't really have that much, but I do remember special moments that my mom did for me. Like, you know, when I went to like kindergarten, like graduation or whatever, I remember special moments. But, you know, because I feel like my mom never really learned from her mom. It was difficult for her to teach us. But then when we got here to America, you know, it was so many children. Her husband was working and, you know, she's trying to figure it out. And it's so many kids. So we kind of like raised ourselves,
right
like yeah. All 6 of her kids,
right?
Actually, she left my sister in Puerto Rico when she was 16 and her baby daddy got shot 30 times.
Damn.
Yeah, so it was a lot.
I know she's so proud of you.
Yeah, it was a lot. I mean, look, she better be proud of me because I'm like the only one. I'm not gonna say I'm the, because one of my brothers is a real hustler, but she know I took it to like the next level.
You got a good relationship with your brothers and sisters or no?
They can call me anytime they need me, but I'm not hanging out with them every day because I'm so busy and right. I really don't have time for family drama.
Right.
And so as much as I love my family and want to be there with them and hanging out with them every day, unfortunately, I have so much to do that I can't get involved. Like big parties and the kids' birthday parties and stuff like that. I'll come through. Like if it's like a big party, family party, or I get together, I'll come through. Me and Melissa come through. We talk to the family. We see them and stuff like that. But I'm not like an everyday type of person because I'm really trying to get my shit so right when to buy my mom a bigger house. And she owns a house, but to buy my mom a bigger house, you know, for Ballistic and I to buy his mom a bigger house and help the family out and stuff like that. So
round of applause.
I'm always,
gotta look out for mine.
Always there, but you know, I'm like super busy doing my own things. But you know, coming from Puerto Rico, it was super hard because not having nothing coming to America. I remember I had a kindergarten teacher that was very special to me. I don't even remember her name. Hopefully she sees this and she remembers.
She believed in you.
She had short black hair in Fort Lauderdale. And I was like, I was in kindergarten. I was like, probably, because I did kindergarten late because I came from Puerto Rico. So I was like 6 or 7 when I did kindergarten.
Right.
Instead of being 5 like my daughter was, because when I came, you know, the time is kind of different.
And they don't give you the
like
credits
that.
And all that.
Yeah,
when you
the
move
time
to another
is different. You got
to
kind of do it over. But she just, you know what? She's the reason why I write.
Right.
I really wish I knew her name.
Hey, man, shout out to your teacher. If you're watching this, can you please get in touch with her? Now, you know, a lot of girls watching this, so many people look up
to
you.
She was a young teacher in kindergarten, but she told me something that I never forgot. She told me to just write. She was like, even if it's Spanish, anything English. And I just wrote. I wrote. And she was like, she was young, right? But she was, she just told me to write. And I feel like she's the reason why I'm a writer. Wow. Even though I was writing in Puerto Rico, but she was like, write.
Wow, bring her some tissue.
She was like,
write. Wow.
And I just wrote. And she was Spanish and she was English, so she read it. She read it like in Spanish and English, and I just feel like that was what made me be such a good writer. And then when she read it, she made me feel like I rose up the grade.
Wow.
Even though if what I wrote was like gibberish, right?
And that
she
shows,
was reading it.
Yeah.
She was reading it like I wrote such a great poem. She right. was like, oh my gosh. And it was in Spanish and English. I was in kindergarten.
And that shows how like one person can have an effect on you.
She was really reading it like I wrote some stuff. And when I was in Puerto Rico, I remember my mom would say, oh my gosh, you're a great writer.
Right.
I wrote my mom a couple of things. She was like, wow, you're a great writer. And
that's crazy.
Before I'm like an entertainer or a rapper or a singer or a dancer or actress, I'm a writer.
Right.
She, you know, I just always remember my mom told me that I was a great writer. And the teacher in kindergarten here in Fort Lauderdale, she was like, just write.
Wow.
I don't know why she just felt that in me. And I wrote like this big thing. And
you think like that was like a message from God?
She was reading in Spanish and English. And she was just like.
Like that was like a message from God like sent through her for you.
I don't know. I don't even know who this lady is.
Because you was a little. You was young.
I was a little girl. Yeah. I was like 6, 7 years old. And I remember I was writing it because my first language is in Spanish. So I was writing in Spanish. And I was learning in English. And she was like, just write.
And
so
you know,
I was writing in Spanish right. and in English.
And
so
y'all
she
gotta,
understood.
Yeah. Y'all got to be careful what you say to people because you never know what kind of effect you can have on someone. Like one positive message to someone as a little kid could like inspire
yeah,
them.
Yeah, she inspired
so
me so much.
Much.
But she could have literally been like, what is this? But right. she was, I don't know who this lady, she had short hair, black hair. I was in kindergarten. I came from Puerto Rico. And she was reading it in front of the classroom like I was somebody. She just really wow. made me feel like I was somebody.
That's mind crazy you, how you remember that too.
I remember
so
that because something is in my life that I remember. Like, wow. I don't remember a lot, but, like, being 5, 6, 7, like, if something's that happened, I remember.
That I hate the fact that I can't remember my childhood. Only, like, key moments. Yeah. You know how, like, right. when you get a certain age, one you forget five. Everything? Yeah. But, like, it's so dope, man. Like, you're so
man,
real.
Man, when she told me to write, I was like, shit. And then I've been writing since. I've always been a writer. Like, literally, I have notebooks. So many notebooks. Like, I start a notebook all the time. Well, I have 3 main notebooks that I write in all the time.
Wow.
And those notebooks, they're almost finished. So I have to get my next 3. But I've been writing in those 3 notebooks in the past year. So, like, I'll keep them and then I have them. But I'm not really like a computer person. I like to write
right.
with my hands. So that was a big moment when she told me to write. She was like, just write.
Right.
And I think that
and write
my
your
life.
Dreams down too, guys. Yeah. Write it down. Like, make a list of everything you want to accomplish, whether it's like a weekly things you want to accomplish monthly, your yearly plan, like write it down. If you don't write it down, you'll get distracted. You'll end up not doing nothing, man. But it's like, you're such an inspiration, like watching
thank
this and just listening to you. You're such an inspiration to so many people. And, you know, I got to ask you one last question before we get out here, because a lot of girls watching this, they look up to you. They want to know, like, how can a girl find a rich nigga? Because I know, like, you coming up, you met a lot of ballers, billionaires. You know, you got bullets. Like, what can a girl do to find a rich nigga?
Not look for him.
Let him come to you?
Yeah. Not look for him. Not look for him. I think yeah. that when I met Ballistic, like, he hit me up on Instagram. He was like, hey, Puerto Rican princess, can you cook for me? I said, nigga, take me to Mr. Shiles. And he was like, yeah, but I'm going to take you to Mr. Shiles, but address me as a king. I was like, all right, whatever. So the first day, we didn't even go to Mr. Shaw's. We went to have a drink and then we fucked the first night. Like, so like I had met him before with Bonnie when she was 6 months, but he had a girlfriend, so he didn't pursue me. Mm. Right. So like a year later.
So when you met him, he was taken.
When I met him in his studio in Miami, he was taken. I went there.
See, ladies, if you meet someone when they taken, that don't mean nothing. Take them.
Yeah, well, no, we had a great conversation.
Sometimes you
got
to take what, because the good girls are always taken.
But we didn't fuck. But we didn't fuck. We didn't do any freaky shit. We didn't do none of that. But I met him in the studio. I had my daughter. I was with a homegirl. She was fucking with his best friend that he's still best friends with. I went in there, had like, talked to him for like 2 hours. Bonnie was in the front. They had the area. They had a few different rooms. Bonnie was in the front with the friend I was in the non-smoking room. I was in the back with him, talking to him. We talked for like maybe like 2 hours. And then I didn't see him for like another year and a half because he was in a relationship, which is crazy. The girl he was in a relationship with has the same birthday as me.
Damn, that's
so fucking
crazy.
He was with her for like 7 years.
So
like,
he has a type.
Maybe.
Yeah.
No one's like Jocelyn.
Thank you.
Yeah, right.
That's
no one. So he was in a relationship with the girl for like 7 years, and I was in a relationship prior with, you know, Stevie with.
So did you leave Stevie for him?
No, we didn't meet till after.
So after y'all already broke up.
Yeah, we didn't meet till after I broke up with Stevie, and he was still in a relationship, but trying to like they were separating. So we talked, we had a good time, but like we really didn't get together till like after. And he was always pursuing me, like he pursued me. We had a great conversation that the day I met him in the studio, and then like I didn't hear from him for like a year and a half, and I was like, damn, what happened to him? Whatever, whatever. I was like, the nigga gone. He ain't like me. He gone. Like we talked for 2 hours. He was cool. I thought that everything was cool. He met Bonnie when we went on a date. Bonnie was on the date with us. Everything was cool, and then he didn't call me for like a year and a half. Then he called me back when Bonnie was 2. He DM'd me when Bonnie was 2 years old, and Bonnie's 6 now. And he's been taking care of me and Bonnie since then. He hit me up on Instagram, and we've been
shout out to Instagram. He, like Instagram is like the new dating app. Like fuck
exactly.
Bumble
he
and all that
me
shit.
He
can meet someone on Instagram now.
And he was like, listen. He was like, make me some food. I was like, nigga, take me to Mr. Shots. He was like, okay, but address me as a king, not a nigga.
But
I
what
was like,
he...
okay, whatever. And then we went out, but we didn't go to Mr. Shots because we had to take Bonnie to her grandmother's house. It was far. We came back. We went to San Regis, had some drinks. And I was like, fuck it, let's go to my house. Let's fuck. And we've been together since.
Hey, damn. Shout out to that. But what if he had, like, took you to, like, Applebee's, like, got the 2 for $20?
Well,
you still, like, fucked with him?
Well, I had texted him on the DM that I wanted to go to Mr. Shots, and he said okay. So I knew that he wasn't gonna be like, well, you know, like we never ate at Applebee's, but we eat like
regular
like
shit.
Food that's regular, right? Like,
but for the first date, would you be open to going to like a cheap restaurant?
Well, remember, I had already met him, and I feel like a certain lady, if they got standards, I feel like every man that's gonna come their way gonna know like, oh my gosh, she got standards. I gotta save my coins to take her to eat at the right place.
So you need like a fancy place. Like, what about y'all? Y'all
whatever the girl makes shoes.
Right. So y'all ever had, like, a dude take you to a cheap place? First date?
Not on the first date.
They got to be, like, after you already fucking with them.
Yeah, they always show out in the beginning, and then...
And then you realize how broke they are.
I'm the opposite. I'm like, I go like this. Like, I start off small, and then I just go up the mountain.
Some people say that. I feel like relationships like that, too.
Yeah, like, I got to see that you really fuck with me. I got to see that, like, you really fucking with me. And then I'm going to turn up on you. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. It's just me. But, man, listen, I want to thank you so much for coming on the show. I'm so inspired by you. I'm so proud of you. Keep doing your thing. We can't wait to see Jocelyn's Cabaret Season 4.
And Jocelyn's Cabaret Season 4 in New York in May 2023. Jocelyn's College Hill 2023 in May.
Booked and busy.
Jocelyn's. What else am I missing, babe? I'm missing something. I'm missing one thing.
She got
babe.
So much going on.
And the soundtrack. Lit. And the soundtrack. All the music you play tonight.
When is the EP coming out?
In May, also.
Everything is May.
In
next
May 2023.
Month, y'all.
Yeah, May 2023. I had to ask my husband or the girls because I'm like, you know, so much that I miss. But shout out. Thank you for playing all the music. And thank you for...
Thank you so much.
Believing in my music and liking it and really appreciating
it's so lit.
Appreciating it and loving it for bringing the fans. It's great. I'm glad that I came... You know, over to talk to you because I feel like you're really cool. A lot of people, like, you know, you have to be vulnerable to do an interview and you have to really trust the person that
right.
you're going to go see because, you
true.
Know, people be playing games. And it's like, right. yeah, you could ask questions and you could ask questions however you feel like asking questions. I'm going to give you the answer that I'm going to give you, but you've been very respectful and also, like, you know, I'm in a growing place in my life where, like, I'm only giving like great energy and great vibes to people because no matter
right,
where
the growth is so crazy.
Yeah, because no matter where I come from, every person that I've been around or every person that I know have actually gave me an opportunity to be able to sit here with you
right.
and give you this interview so you can grow too.
Absolutely.
And so
I want to thank you for taking the time out of your busy schedule to come to the show. It means so much. We were so excited. So many people were excited about this. And make sure you guys check out Season 4 and make sure you check out her new EP coming out.
Yeah.
Make sure you follow her. Make sure you subscribe. But before we get out here, we got to close out with another record. Play the last record.
Play the speed version, though.
Play the speed version.
Yeah, Robert, make sure they play the speed version.
Play that speed version.
Thank you so much, bro.
We got to turn up before we get out of here. Hey.
Did you have a good time?
I had an amazing time. You're so lit. Play that speed version. Hold on, before we get out of here, play that speed version. We're going to turn up.
Let me stand right there.
Shay Daddy.
Hey.
Hey. I just want to freak every night of the week. Gotta get the check, you know what I mean. But you wanna play, but we gotta get paid. Gotta get that money, gotta take it again. Gotta have fun every night of the week. Depending on where we going, I'ma be a little freak.
Oh.
Tell me if you want, I'ma freak a little friend every night of the week. I'ma be nice and fucking with you, wanna have a good time. Let's fuck around and do it all night. I just put the next in the zone white. Fuck you all night like a macro bass. But you think shit but whole century. Fly to the bar and get something. Come right back and go all night. Behind my same morning time. Let's get loud, let's go play. Let's get this party started. Let's get loud.
Let's get paid.
Let's get this party started. Hey. Let's get loud.
Party started.
Let's get this party started. Let's get this party started.
Bring these fans in here. Hey, cut it. Uh-oh. Round of applause for Jocelyn. Cut it off. Round of applause for Jocelyn Hernandez, a Puerto Rican princess in the building. Shout out to Ballistic, man, and shout out to these lovely ladies. We can't wait to see y'all on the show as well. Make sure you follow them. Their links will be in the description, man. Let's go. Hey, but before we get out of here, I got to ask y'all, where we at?
We in Miami, baby.
We in Miami.